and dreamed again. Midnight being come at length, I read another tale for a nightcap, this which here follows, to wit, how Sir Lancelot slew 2 great giants and made a castle free. Anon withal, there came upon him 2 great giants, well armed, all save the heads, with 2 horrible clubs in their hands. Sir Lancelot put his shield afore him, and put the stroke away of the one giant, and with his sword he clave his head asunder. When his fellow saw that, he ran away as he were wood-demented, for fear of the horrible strokes. And Sir Lancelot after him with all his might, and smote him on the shoulder, and clave him to the middle. Then Sir Lancelot went into the hall, and there came afore him 60 ladies and damsels, and all kneeled unto him, and thanked God and him of their deliverance. "For, sir," said they, "the most part of us have been here this 7 year their prisoners, and we have worked all manner of silk works for our meat, and we are all great gentlewomen born, and blessed be the time, knight, that ever thou wert born, for thou hast done the most worship that ever did knight in the world. That will we bear record, and we all pray you to tell us your name, that we may tell our friends who delivered us out of prison." "Fair damsels," he said, "my name is Sir Lancelot du Lake." And so he departed from them, and betaught them unto God. And then he mounted upon his horse, and rode into many strange and wild countries, and through many waters and valleys. And evil was he lodged. And at the last, by fortune, him happened against a knight to come to a fair courtelage, and therein he found an old gentlewoman that lodged him with a good will. And there he had good cheer for him and his horse. And when time was, his host brought him into a fair garret over the gate to his bed. There Sir Lancelot unarmed him, and set his harness by him, and went to bed. And anon he fell on sleep. So soon after there came one on horseback, and knocked at the gate in great haste. And when Sir Lancelot heard this, he rose up, and looked out at the window, and saw by the moonlight 3 knights come riding after that one man. And all 3 lashed on him at once with swords, and that one knight turned on them knightly again and defended him. "Truly," said Sir Lancelot, "yonder one knight shall I help, for it were shame for me to see 3 knights on one, and if he be slain, I am partner of his death." And therewith he took his harness and went out at a window by a sheet down to the 4 knights. And then Sir Lancelot said on high, "Turn you knights unto me, and leave your fighting with that knight." And then they all 3 left Sir Kay, and turned unto Sir Lancelot. And there began great battle, for they alight all 3, and strake many strokes at Sir Lancelot, and assailed him on every side. Then Sir Kay dressed him, for to have holpen Sir Lancelot. "Nay, sir," said he, "I will none of your help. Therefore, as ye will have my help, let me alone with them." Sir Kay, for the pleasure of the knight, suffered him for to do his will, and so stood aside. And then anon, within 6 strokes, Sir Lancelot had stricken them to the earth. And then they all 3 cried, "Sir knight, we yield us unto you as man of might matchless." "As to that," said Sir Lancelot, "I will not take your yielding unto me, but so that ye yield you unto Sir Kay the Seneschal. On that covenant I will save your lives, and else not." "Fair knight," said they, "that were we loath to do. For as for Sir Kay, we chased him hither, and had overcome him, had ye not been. Therefore to yield us unto him it were no reason." "Well, as to that," said Sir Lancelot, "advise you well, for ye may choose whether ye will die or live. For an ye be yielden, it shall be unto Sir Kay." "Fair knight," then they said, "in saving our lives we will do as thou commandest us." "Then shall ye," said Sir Lancelot, "on Whitsunday next coming, go unto the court of King Arthur, and there shall ye yield you unto Queen Guinevere, and put you all 3 in her grace and mercy, and say that Sir Kay sent you thither to be her prisoners." On the morn Sir Lancelot arose early, and left Sir Kay sleeping, and Sir Lancelot took Sir Kay's armor, and his shield, and armed him, and so he went to the stable and took his horse, and took his leave of his host, and so he departed. Then soon after